Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, I sort of covered it a little bit, but you obviously have a much better lowdown than me. For those who may not know about this relatively new trend, what is beg packing?
Yeah, I mean, look, fortunately, it's not exactly widespread. It's just a thing that some people have noticed in mostly in Southeast Asian countries. We're talking Vietnam, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, those sort of places. And it's a range of things. You know, in its absolute worst cases, in my opinion at least, it's backpackers who are going away knowing that they don't have enough money to support themselves while they're traveling, and basically just sitting on a street, cap in hand, hoping for people to give them donations to kind of keep the dream alive. There's also people who are busking, people who are selling their photos on the street, people who are, you know, trying to do little odd jobs or basically anything that looks like begging pretty much. It's selling things or just basically asking for money from locals and other tourists.
Mm. Well, it's quite contentious, particularly in a lot of these countries. As you mentioned, it's often in Southeast Asia. A lot of them are, you know, very, very poor, and to be begging from the locals seems like quite a slap in the face to come from such a place of privilege. What is it about Westerners? Why do Western backpackers feel entitled to beg for money from other tourists or Southeast Asian locals when they're trying to fund their travels?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's almost a sense of pride from some people. You know, there's a couple of bloggers out there who are sort of promoting this way of being able to travel without spending any money. So basically, and there's one in particular who's in South America at the moment. And the idea is that, you know, it's not necessarily begging, but you're basically relying on the kindness of strangers to support you. You know, you're relying on people to let you stay at their house and give you food, and to, you know, pay for a bus ticket for you to get to the next destination. And people are sort of seeing this as like, you know, even if you have no money, you can still go on these amazing adventures, which is, you know, it's cool. But at the same time, you're relying on the kindness and the generosity of people who often don't have anywhere near as much as we do. And we come from this place of amazing privilege, and people are kind of exploiting that, I think.
Well, I think, yeah, well, like you said, it's the idea of people going out with the intention of doing this is quite exploitative and a bit dark. I think, you know, if it comes from a place of desperation or things like that, or people offer you, you know, kindness, you know, without it being intended is wonderful. But if you're going out there with the intention of trying to cop things for free off people, I think that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's never desperation in this sense, because you've already got the money and the privilege to be able to go on these trips, to be able to get to these countries in the first place. So you're obviously not actually struggling. You know, you could choose to spend longer at home saving up to get over there, or you could not go at all. You know, these are people who are living these incredibly privileged lives and basically trying to do it on the kindness of other people.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're chatting with travel journalist Ben Groundwater about Western begpackers in Southeast Asian countries. Now, Ben, how is it that people are getting away with this, despite places like Vietnam having laws against begging?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Like I said, look, this is not a widespread phenomenon. It's only in a few cases that you'll actually find it. But, I mean, anyone who's travelled in Southeast Asia, you kind of know that the rules are malleable in a lot of senses. You know, there are rules, and there are rules that are actually policed and actually enforced. So there are certain things you can get away with. And unfortunately, people are sort of also exploiting this, the fact that being a Westerner kind of affords you these privileges in this country. And a lot of the times you're not held to account in the same way as locals possibly could be.
Get a bit more leniency when it comes to justice.
Well, yeah.
In a lot of these countries, Westerners, Australians in particular, I suppose, have, let's say, not the best reputation as tourists. How is this trend? I mean, governments are starting to speak out about it. You mentioned it's not particularly widespread, but it's still clearly getting quite a bit of attention. How is this affecting the already pretty negative opinions of Western tourists in these countries?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's helping. We don't have a great reputation in some places. I don't think people think of us in a particularly negative light all the time. But yeah, unfortunately, this is definitely not helping. Look, the sight of people, you know, who obviously come from a more privileged background than you, just standing on the street or sitting on the street and begging for spare change. It's definitely not going to be good for us in the long run, I don't think.
Well, a final question for you, Ben. How are we able to, and stuff's already happening, I suppose, but how are we able to combat this sense of white entitlement with travellers around the world, not just in Southeast Asia, but in all different regions around the world?
Yeah, it's difficult. Look, I would say the main thing to do is call it out when you see it. You know, when you go past, if you ever spot someone like this on the street in Vietnam or Thailand or wherever, you've got to call them out on it and say, mate, what are you doing? You know, this is wrong. There are people here who are legitimately desperate, and you're taking money away from those people. So go home, get a job. You know, you can and you should.
Mm. Well, Ben, thanks so much for joining us this morning to explain a little bit about what's been going on overseas.
No worries, Phil.